So some of you have heard the name Joel Beakey, and he's well known to you. You've read some of his books or listened to some of his sermons. But for others, Dr. Beakey is unknown, and I want to just take a few minutes as to why you should make every effort to be diligent to come and to listen to him. So who is Joel Beakey? Well, first of all, he is the pastor of the Heritage Netherlands Reformed Congregation in Grand Rapids, Michigan. They have 850 members, and he has been the pastor of that congregation since 1986. Okay? So 1 year before Ariel and I got married. His first pastorate goes back to 1978. Dr. Beakey is a scholar of the first rank. He has a PhD from Westminster Seminary. He specializes in the Puritans. In fact, Joel Beakey is probably one of the leading foremost Puritan scholars today. And he is also the president of the Puritan Reformed Theological Seminary in Grand Rapids. He is also the professor of systematic theology and preaching at the Puritan Reformed Theological Seminary in Grand Rapids. He also serves on various Dutch translation committees. Just in case you don't know, Grand Rapids is sort of like the Mecca for Dutch people. And so Dr. Beakey actually has served on a number of the Dutch translation committees that have given us such works as Herman Bavinck and Wilhelmus Abrakel and others that you may not have ever heard of but are definitely worth reading. He is also the, I think he's director, editorial director of Reformation Heritage Books. And so when we talk about Joel Beakey being, in a sense, Spurgeonic, right, in his efforts, it is an apt analogy. He is also an author. And now, the reason that I'd like you just to read those real quick. He's a prolific author, and so I had to make it this small because, by the way, I removed all foreign titles, which would be Dutch, Portuguese, Spanish, Italian, Polish, and Russian, and other. So go ahead and go to the next page there. That's a continued list. Go ahead, and then you can see he gets the book's co-author. So all of those are his titles. He's written over 70 books and 2,000 articles. So to say that he's prolific is sort of an understatement. We are going to skip over all of the books, which actually goes on for another 100 or so, that he has either been an editor, series editor, or final editor. All right. So he is a busy guy. In fact, I had an appointment with him back in February of last year, and my appointment was at 3:30, and he got off a plane and arrived at the parking lot at Puritan Reformed Seminary at 3:25, just in time for the 3:30 appointment. And so, anyway, he also is the general editor of the Reformation Heritage King James Study Bible, and this is a small contribution, but Rob Ventura and I contributed the notes to Ephesians 6 in that study Bible. All right, so he writes a lot, but he also does other things. So next slide. Books of special note. Obviously, we can't go over all 70, but there are two that stand out that are sort of in his wheelhouse. And the first is Meet the Puritans, which is a collection of, boy, I don't know, maybe 120 brief Puritan biographies. And it's really a terrific resource to get to know who the Puritans were. And then he and Mark Jones put together a Puritan theology. And by the way, these both of these books are big, big books. And the Puritan theology is just absolutely fantastic. All right. Next. So he is husband to Mary and father to Calvin, Esther, and Lydia, and he's also a very happy grandpa. When we sat down, I was with him for about 45 minutes, and the first 40 minutes we just talked about the joy of being grandparents. And but he is also a conference speaker extraordinaire. So his assistant, David Woolen, is a friend of mine, and so I sent David an email, and I said, just give me a list of where Dr. Beakey has been the last half of 2017. Scotland, Ontario, California, Kentucky, Wyoming, Scotland, England, Ontario, North Carolina, Thailand, Idaho, notice Idaho, Brazil, Mexico, Colombia, California, North Carolina, Mississippi, Brazil, and Texas. And that was just in a half a year. All right. Now, notice big and small. Joel Beakey could be the one of the main speakers at a Desiring God Pastors Conference, or he could go to Powell, Wyoming, and preach at Trinity Bible Church for 40 people. He goes where he is asked, and he labors diligently. And so he'll be coming to Nevada, so that we'll put that on the small side, all right? Okay, next. So my experience with Dr. Beakey. So about 1990, I was going through a Trinity Book Service catalog, and I saw this interesting little book published by Inheritance Publishers, I think, which he is also the president of, and it was called Backsliding, Its Causes and Cures. And so in 1990, I just picked up this little book by a guy that I thought his name was Beak. I didn't know it was Beakey. And so I read it, and I was incredibly blessed and challenged. And so then I started reading whatever I could find that was written by Dr. Joel Beakey. But in 1997, I had the privilege of having a class with him at Westminster Seminary in California, and had a week-long class, and he taught on Reformed experimental preaching, and it was the best class on preaching that I have ever had in my entire life. And Dr. Beakey, of course, is infused with the Puritans, and there is a memory that I have in that class of him towards the end, where, and he loves John Bunyan, of course, and he takes this lengthy section from Bunyan's Jerusalem Sinners Saved, and he preached it for us. And it was so moving that by the time he was done preaching Bunyan, the class was in tears. And most of these guys are Presbyterian, so that's really saying something. It was really, really, really moving. And it was just a delightful class. I still remember the chapel sermon that he preached. He preached in chapel on the Syrophoenician woman. And again, just riveting preaching. I do have a little confession to make. I was down in Escondido, and I was with my good friend Jim Neuheiser, and Jim asked me to take two consecutive Wednesdays while I was there, and so I did. I told him I would be happy to teach on Zephaniah. And so I did the first half of Zephaniah, and then that following Wednesday, Dr. Beakey told us in class, I'd like you guys to go to dinner with me tonight. And so there I am agonizing over the fact that I told Jim that I would do Zephaniah, and then I've just been invited to dinner with the class to go with Dr. Beakey. And so I figured it was probably easier to just ask Jim for forgiveness. And although I think to this day he's probably a little bitter about it, because that meant he had to finish Zephaniah. And he looked at me and he said, I have never preached Zephaniah before, and I'm not very happy about this. So anyway, but we had a great night with Dr. Beakey. But he told us a story. He was raised in a very godly home, and he was preaching one Sunday, and he was preaching on the saints' entrance into glory. And while he was preaching, one of the deacons came up to the pulpit while he's preaching and hands him a note. and he looks at the note while he's preaching, just glances down, doesn't really read the whole thing, just sees father died. And he said, and in that moment, he realized that his father had entered into glory. And he said, for the next 20 minutes, God virtually raptured his soul into heaven as he preached on the saints' entrance to glory, knowing that his father had just gone there. And he's really a treasure to the church. He is an amazing preacher. Ariel and I went with Vic and Bertie over Sacramento, one of the California dates. He was over at Emmanuel Baptist Church, and we were invited to a dinner, and there was probably, I guess, maybe about 100 of us or so. Is that about right, Bertie? Or maybe less, maybe 80 or something. And Dr. Beakey gets up, and he says, I'm embarrassed to say that I didn't realize I was supposed to preach tonight. And at that point, he opened up Hebrews 12 and preached a stirring sermon to us on running the race with endurance. And so we are really looking forward to having him. Go ahead so this is the conference brochure, and there's some out on the table. You'll be seeing more. That'll be March 2nd to the 4th. And the theme will be Puritan Wisdom for Family Life. Go ahead and do the next slide, Nathan. And so the conference schedule looks like this. On Friday morning in Reno at Community Bible Church, he will be doing two sessions on the Puritans on preaching, which is just fantastic. He'll look at the comprehensive nature of the Puritan preaching. And then in the second session, he'll ask, should we preach like the Puritans? And let me just say that his answer in short is not really. All right. But anyway, that'll be in the morning. And then he'll be here that Friday night, Puritans on Marriage. The next morning, Saturday morning at 8:30, his wife, Mary, will be doing a session for the women on common and uncommon kindness. And then we will have two sessions with Dr. Beakey that morning, and then a Q&A over lunch. And then that Lord's Day, next slide, he'll be doing Sunday school, why and how to read the Puritans, and then he'll be preaching in the morning and in the afternoon. And I hope that you will make every effort to be here, because you will not want to miss Dr. Joel Beakey.